You are welcome to the Shepherd's Flock International Church, a place where we are raising a holy, healthy, and highly successful people. Stay tuned for a trysting time with us in the presence of God. Today, God will meet with you at the point of your need.
There will be better that will continually praise you. Your praise will continually be upon our lips. We ask that tonight that you will open our eyes to understand you once more. Help us to understand what you have for us. And let it be the glory of your name. In Jesus' precious name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. Alright, sit down and enjoy God this evening. I want us to pay very much attention to what I'm going to be sharing tonight. I'll try as well as possible to keep you in time. I've been teaching on prayer. We've thought about as a question, Lord, teach us how to pray. And I made mention that this was the only request the disciples that were called by Jesus, and that was the only thing they asked Jesus to teach them how to pray. Every other thing, they observed Jesus do it. But prayer, because of the practicality of prayer, they had to be taught how to pray. And if you check on that reference from one of the Gospels, if I'm very correct, it should be Luke or John. The way the disciples had that point, they said, as John the Baptist taught his own disciples how to pray. So that means that every man has a way to pray. And those who follow after him ought to learn the same format to pray. For instance, in Nigeria, Nigeria is very popular with churches. Every church has the way they pray. Some church, I was once to grew up in the church, where you don't pray in the open. You pray in your secrets. When you pray, if your voice goes too loud, then you're not praying. All you should just do is a silent prayer. And they say, that's all. That's the kind of prayer. Whereas, as we were praying up in the internet day, I joined the church that if you are praying and the whole place is not shaking, you are not silent praying. What happens? People begin to follow that pattern. But right now, I have learned better how to pray. If you're going to pray now, we must be praying from the scriptures. Because when you remind God his word, he brings the manifestation of what he has said. So that morning, by the time we were going through the scene of prayer, one day we were looking, okay, when we are praying, we say prayer is a two-way communication. As you're speaking to God, God is speaking in response to you. Now the question is, I have prayed. Have I gotten an answer? How do I know I've gotten an answer? It is barely in the words he spoke to you. I want to be using all those Indian's English. The Lord help us. It's barely in those words that he spoke to us. So we need to begin to understand how does he speak. That's what I want to share with us tonight as I start in you all this month of June by the grace of God. I promise that I will be teaching us on hearing from God. So I'll be speaking on hearing from what? Hearing from God. One of the first questions we're trying to answer is, does God speak? Does God speak? Amen. Other people will be writing, okay, if God speaks, then why do we struggle to hear him? Or maybe if God speaks, maybe there's only just one way he speaks. How come we don't hear him? How come when he speaks, we're not sure he's the one that has spoken? Why are we not able to be speaking and say, this is God that has spoken? So tonight, I want to speak on hearing from God. So join me, you realize that the words knows which of the babies is Abraham. He didn't say it's a baby that's married. She said she knows because she can't hear it. It's the sound. Why? It's not a mystery. It's just a connection based on a relationship. So if you have a relationship with God, everything is not a mystery. It is not a mystery to hear God. But number two is hearing God is based on a relationship. Because the point, if you don't have a relationship with Him, when is He not speaking? You don't even know His voice. You don't know His voice speaking. But because you have a relationship with Him, you have a connection with Him, like a mother to child, like a father to son, you know this is my father speaking.
Because the gate man
Is somebody there? Verse 3. To him that the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. Let me explain that scripture there. You know, in the Israeli tradition, they used to have everyone is a shepherd. So you are a farmer, or you are an animal husband, you are doing husband, husband. Look at the Bible at the beginning. We had Cain was what? They had the tiller of the ground. No, that was Cain, yes, tiller of the ground. Then Abel was what? The cattle animal was cattle well. You see that that has been, that is their lifestyle. Those are the professions that are very profound. Right from the beginning. So, now, coming to the animal husbandry, now this is how they go about it. This place will be a very big place where they secure all their sheep. You will have more than one sheep, more than one shepherd come together to put their sheep in the same courtyard. But no matter the number of sheep that is there, every shepherd puts his own sheep. You know, like those men, what those men, American pigs, when they have those, their cow, they just close a perimeter fencing around them. Everybody has his own cow, his own sheep in the kingdom. So, what happens? Immediately, a shepherd who owns a sheep there comes to the door, he just begins to do what? He begins to, I don't know what people think to do. He begins to make a particular kind of sound. And what you know is, all those sheep, who knows that sound? Who knows that that is their own shepherd? Who knows that person is ready to get them out or get food? What do they do? They lead them out. That's what that's supposed to say. But what will happen to a sheep that was not going to ask the shepherd, and the shepherd is making the sound? Will you be able to hear? You will be able to follow and get the new pastor. That was what was saying exactly. The Lord help us. That's why many times we fucking talk. Why? We didn't hear him. He didn't even lead us that way. It is a very, very interesting thing when you hear the voice of God. Because it bubbles energy inside of you. Because you just wonder how did this step come from? Maybe you are down. You are praying, God, what should I do about this place? What should I do about this situation? And he just says in your word, and you heard him, and he says, get up, meet so and so person. Even if you were not in God, even if you don't know the person of you. But because he has said, get up, come to so and so person, just that before you even meet, you may be at the point where you are not meeting the person. That's why you just start taking it. But you will have seen that there's an energy that will have propelled you right from the beginning. That will have moved you. Why is that possible? You know, when he created us, all he did was to speak to us. So we were used to hearing it from the beginning. But because of the fall, we cut out of that connection. What do they do in the good of the day and the morning? That's the morning and the evening. If they always come into fellowship with God to hear his voice and he responds to them. Because now, I pray the Lord will help us. So we'll be able to go back to those times and enjoy this glorious voice of life. Does God still speak? The answer is blatantly yes. I say it with all the strength inside of me. God speaks. God what? Speaks. Hebrews 1:1-2. That's what he helped us. Hebrews 1, I'm trying to answer the question, does God speak tonight? Then I will quickly wrap up with, why do I need to hear God? Hebrews 1, are you there? For I read from verse 1 and 2. God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, as it these last days spoken to us by some whom he had appointed heir of all things, who also indeed the world. The fact that he spoke to our fathers in those days through someone, through prophets, through prophecy, does not mean that yet he is no more speaking. He is still speaking. Paul was telling the Hebrew people. You know, Hebrew people believe in prophet, they believe in somebody who ordains you, you're not even ordained prophet, everybody bows to that person. That was the tradition of Israel. So maybe you can speak the word of God and say, God says the Lord, everyone subjects himself to him. That's the tradition that people in the life. But today, we don't need to subject ourselves to somebody else. Because in the faith has been torn open. Says now let us come boldly to the throne of grace. So a question has been answered in Hebrews 1. That God still works. He speaks now in various what? In various ways. We look at various ways sometimes later, but I'm established that God speaks. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 12. I will be showing many of the scriptures so I will get an understanding of this place. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 28. 1 Corinthians 12, 28. And God has appointed this in the church. First, apostles. Second, prophets. Third, and after that, miracles. Then gifts of the healing. Helps, administrations. Varieties of God. All are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, are all lovers of miracles, who all have gifts of healing, who all speak with tongues, who all interpret for anything desired of best things. And yet, I show you a more excellent way. The more excellent way is to let your father speak to you. As someone always said to me, said, it is better to hear God speak to you for 1 minute, just 1 minute, than for all the general overseers in this world put together, and they are speaking to you for 3 days. Let God speak to you 1 minute, just 1 minute, than for put all the general overseers of the Nigeria or in this world, let them speak to you for 3 days. Said it is better for God to speak to you just with 1 minute. Why? Because he fashioned you out. He knows the nice part, the rough part, the bad, the straight of your life. So he knows what is his perfect will for you. That's why we need to learn. That's why it's established early. Now, I do not try to say, because when we read that scripture, you see that there are some people that are ordained to be apostles, some people are ordained to be what? Prophets. Some people are ordained to be evangelists, some people are ordained to be pastors, some people are ordained to be teachers. Everyone has an office. What I say is that everyone is supposed to be having one gift or the other that should profit the church. I remember some times ago when we were trying to check out which gift do we have. I always laugh. Because I didn't really figure out, excuse me. I said, sir, it is a process. I tell you many times. Today you as you give one gift, call it for a speaker, that one is one that gives you feeling. But not to say that the offices will not differ, they differ. Everyone has his own office. Moses that anytime he stop thing for him, he should not expose any part of his body. That was what opened our eyes. I don't know, like, because we are going to accept what God. Because he prophesied now, didn't he just prophesy? You are lying. It's a serious case. So what about those who put their body tattoo on their head? They said, as the tattoo is gone, it doesn't have a problem in their life is body. It's a prophet. Or what about those? Oh, you're not seeing those people on social media. Where the pastor is climbing and walking on people, or blowing perfume. It's not, that's a perfume. Red! He's set inside of there, saying he's casting out demons of them. Say this is the Holy Spirit. Okay, what about the person? Are you listening? What about the person who represented 20 ladies and said the only people that don't represent, even wives of husbands? And the husband are taking the words. And I said, what nonsense? How did he get to that point? So we are very good. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. The only thing that will help you correct anything anybody told you that God told you to do is to check. Does it correlate with what the Bible is saying? If the Bible does not say it, if nothing in the Bible says it, please throw it away. It is coming from that. Now listen to this morning thing I used to tell people. I said, God cannot tell us. It is the man who is saying it that is making the mistake. God cannot tell us. But it is the man that is saying it that is the mistake. What that person was trying to deliver to us when was saying we should remove our garments. When I later understand it, he was not saying remove your garment literally. He was saying we should remove the garment of sin. For he that was interpreting it to us, saying it to us, God who was not speaking negative. God was not speaking in that direction, because we who were interpreting it. The problem is not the message, the problem is the messenger. The Lord help us. And we don't miss our finished word. Quickly, as I end here now, tonight, I want to quickly tell us, be careful of our revelations. It was the balance of the Bible. Psalm 19, if you check for verse 1. Everything around us, just to establish that everything around us is speaking. Is somebody there? Psalm 19. It's a popular scripture. And I will quote it, but I love that we read it. Psalm 19. The heavens declare, go on. The heavens declare the glory of God. And the firmament what? The show is handiwork. I like that at verse 2. It says, day unto day utter speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. That is God. So God speaks. But speak, there is no speech of that way where there are voices not heard. Listen, let me tell you something. When we are telling this speech of those that speak, this is the one that you see. Those that worship me, they are correct. Those that worship you, they are correct. Why? Because all those things speak about God. They are correct in the sense that they are only trying to connect to God, but they forgot that that's not the way to go. They don't use signs, they don't use elements anymore. You can go straight. Everything on this earth is trying to communicate the power, the awesomeness of God. Isn't this man? He's telling us God is awesome because he would neither wonder how did somebody craft this out? How did somebody craft the inspiration, the revelation that this is? How far she look like? Then you know that there's a God somewhere. If you see the tree of the fields, how they clap their hands and they move and they move, you will know there is a God somewhere. How he stores his food for us to get as human beings, then you know there's a God somewhere. That's what the scripture is saying. So everything offers a speech. They speak about God. So does God speak? Yes, he speaks. Even the elements of the earth, they speak about him, that he speaks. So, sit, they speak. Now, I'm asking the question, why do we need to hear God? That's why we're not talking tonight. Why do we need to hear God? Open your Bible to me to Psalm 28. After reading this scripture, I know many of us will become hungry to hear God. Psalm 28. Yes. Psalm 28. He says, for you I will cry, O Lord my rock. Do not be silent for me. Listen, God bless God. Do not be silent for me. If somebody is not talking, what would you say? Person is silent. That means that God will not be speaking before he comes to the point of being silent. David, who wrote that psalm, said, God should not be silent for him, because he knows that if God is silent for him, there's trouble. Read the Ephesians chapter 4. What's he saying? Less if you are quiet, you don't say anything to me. I don't hear you anymore. I don't even know that I don't speak it anymore. What happens next? I become like dead. That go down. He said, I am dead. I'm a dead man. How many dead people are walking on this earth? Amen. There are too many dead people walking on this earth. Why? Because they do not hear God. Do you want to remain dead? That's what he's saying. If God does not speak for you as a father, and you don't hear your father speak for you, he says you are like them that are dead down in the pit. Dead people don't hear anything. If it's always dead now, what is the time to do? It's to warn them. And if they don't respond, they say they are what? They are dead. But God is speaking. You can't hear him. What are you for him? You are dead for him. And that's why I said they are dead for him. They are sin. But the wages of sin is what? It's death. So the only thing that will not make people hear God and put you in the state of death is sin. Is what? Sin. Because sin deafens you. It deafens your life. It makes you like them that are down in the pit. But you think your hair falls, so you're not dead. So you don't fall into the snare of the wicked. Because your life depends on it. You don't see that way, you will be hunger and thirsting to hell. You are a sheep. There are too many wolves, too many lions, too many tigers, too many deer, too many scorpions out there. They're waiting to just eat you as a prey. But the beauty of God will be saved is only based on when you hear him. The person who wrote that scripture, David, I heard he never lost any battle. Take true scripture. He never went to war and lose. What was the secret behind it? Because he had the opportunity to hear God expressly. At some point, the disciples, Peter, when he was talking about David, in the New Testament, he said he's a prophet, and yet he was a king. Why was it possible? Because he had the opportunity to hear God expressly. No wonder God said, this is a man of my own heart. Why? He heard God expressly. Even in sin, the word of God would still come to David. The word of God came to him and said, you have not this, you have not that, and you have to make amends. And look at him. I think that was the time he wrote that scripture. He said, do not be silent to me. Because if you're in silence for him, what happens? You will be like them that go to the grave. I don't want us to go to the grave in our sins. I don't want us to fall into the errors. The enemy of God can be a matter of life and death. You've heard of several people who want to go on plane, who want to travel by air, and the Lord just speaks to them and says, come on this
speaking through those things, sending signals to them, but they are not connecting and picking those signals. That's where the problem is. So I want us to pray and amend your relationship with God tonight. Just say, Lord, I am sorry. I come back home just like the prodigal son. Have mercy on me. Wash me clean by your precious blood. I hear your glorious voice once again, and I hear your voice clearly, expressly. And I force your glorious voice to be heard. Every blockage in my ear, by the blood of Jesus, that have been washed away. In the name of Jesus. I don't want to end up as the dead in sin, but I want to be alive. Lord Jesus, help me, help me, help me. Watch me clean. In Jesus' name we are praying. Yeah. And so, Heavenly Father, we're grateful for tonight. You have shown us the importance of where we need to head. We know now that it is not a mystery, but you have a plan that we should head your glorious voice. We ask that you will feed upon us. Hold us in by your precious voice. Help us to head your glorious voice. You move mountains. Our eyes don't love us.